That's where they put their vonim. The pasuk says they put it down in Gilgal. That was the ma'aser when they went over the Yarden with the Hagrizim and Harizim. Now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off to say the word Parsha Soita is Nemro B'choloshim. That the Kahanim tells the Psukim to the lady, to the Soita, it's Nemro B'choloshim. So Gemara says Minolan. How do we know that Parsha Soita can be said in any language? The Pasuk says V'yomar HaKoyin Li'isha. The Kohen says to the Isha, so Mashma B'chol Loshin Shuaymer, says Loshin V'yomar HaKoyin, the Kohen has to speak to her. So Mashma, any language you want, it's good. Rashi says, okay, so V'yomar Li'isha, B'chol Loshin Shi Shemas, V'may Kruah Yalom B'Sefri, V'loy Gassin V'yomar HaKoyin Li'isha, Stam V'yomar Elu Isha. Elu Isha is Rashi, Mashma Dvorim HaNechnosim B'Liba, Shetei Makeres B'Loshin. The Iker, when the Kohen talks to this Saita, to tell her like the Klolos, it has to be something that goes into her, that she understands it. So maybe if she doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, there's no purpose in saying these Klolos to her to scare her in Lashon HaKodesh. But since the Diyak is by Saita, the Kohen has to tell her these Klolos, like to scare her, to make her to be Maida, that's the Svara that you have to say in a language that she'll understand it. So maybe you can say it in any language. Right, Tana Rabbi, we learned in this. Tana the Brisa, Mashmi Noisa B'chol Loshen Shehi. Mashmi Noisa B'chol Loshen Shehi Shemas. You tell her in any language that she understands. Amahi Shoisa, on why she has to drink. Uvamehi Shoisa, and what does she drink? Shrashi, Amahi Shoisa, Mr. Forrest, we also show him a lot of pritzas, goes to Choshetish, because the pritzas you have to drink. Uvamahi Shoisa, how are you going to drink it? The kli mois, we give you an ugly earthly kli from Akida Shacharis we had before. The ugly earthly kli. Over mehi shoisa b'makida shacharis and ama nitmas aliske ischoik v'yaldus. Like what caused you? The Rashi says mi yavilu de tuma. What caused you to have this nus schoik v'kalas rosh? Stam laughter and joking around. It says k'tei liyaser es anoshim. This is to give musa to the ladies. Shleikilu rosh and emanoshim, they should not be lightheaded with the men. Shaidei kach boyis today vitzov sabitna. Because when you come light and talk to men, you may end up to be a saita and you're going to have to drink the water and it may make your stomach burst. Now, uvamei nitmas b'shoyge goy b'meizid b'yoyne seberotzen. That's what we tell them. Shrashi v'mai nitmas mashmin oysa. Halokha samay mamorim aleze tumayin boitkim oysa. That we explain to exactly what type of nus that you had, will the water take effect? If you did this nus, the mezid, so the water will check you out. But let's say she was a shegeg, that she thought her husband died, so she thought she's allowed to live with that man, so therefore then the water will not check her out. So we tell her the halachas of the Mayim Morim. The Me'amorim Tak will only affect her if she did the Chet B'mezit. Zemar V'chol Kach Loma, how come we say all these things? Rashi Lonu Ledia B'alochas Amayim. What do we have to tell all these halachas for? As Mishlem Hanach K'maisa Mishum V'nois V'kol Noshim. It's good the first things we scare her in order that other ladies should learn Musa not to be frequent talk, not to be talking with men. But just down these halachas, when she drinks, what do you have to tell her for? Zemar says, Shele Lohitzi Laz Me'amorim. That should not be moitzi laz. Rashi says nitmas b'yoynus hashegeges. That let's say this lady knows in herself that she did have this nus, and she's denying it. A lady she drinks the water and she sees nothing happens to her. So she'll go out and talk to everybody. The water is a big joke. Don't be afraid to drink the water. It doesn't take effect. So we have to tell her that loch is no. That you should know that the reason why it may not take effect because if you had this nus b'shegeg or b'yoynus, then tackle the water does not check you out. The only time the water gives you the klala is she did the avera b'mezit. So that's the purpose of telling it over now. So not to be mighty lads on the me'amor. So that's how we know pekitz the pasha. So it is nemer b'choloshim. Then the Mishnah says vidu ma'isa. That's at the third year when you take out all your ma'isa, you say these pashas of vidui that you did all the halachas the way you were supposed to. You're allowed to say it in any language. Minolon, how do we know this? The pasuk says v'yomar tolufnei Hashem l'kecho. You have to speak out in front of Hashem and you say, Biyati HaKadosh Min HaBayis. I took out all my mitzvahs, mekayim all my mitzvahs. The yalef amira misoita. You learn that on amira it says here v'yamatl fnei Hashem, and by sight before it says v'yomar akoyin. So misoita v'chol loshin shuaymer. Just like by sight, we just got finished saying the svara that over there is the purpose that she should understand it. So pshita we said in any language she understands. Here also we said in any language she understands. Let's learn out the Amira Malaviyim. Malahal and Beloshin Akredish. So forget now. You're telling me the next part of the Mishnah says all the Chumris that's only said Beloshin Akredish. You're learning it out from the Leviyim, from the Kloloi, that's Badav Karag Rizim and Arevil, Badav Beloshin Akredish. Let's say Pufaker. Let's say there also it's Nemma Becholoshin. So was the Labayim, Belelef Amira Malaviyim. Mal halam b'loshin hakodesh. No, not forget. I mean, learn out vidu meisa the loshin of yamato from levium. I mean, forget. Levium avad is loshin hakodesh. But let's say now mal halam b'loshin hakodesh. Just like by levium hagriz maravul is dafka loshin hakodesh. Afkan maybe here also by bikurim is dafka b'loshin hakodesh. All right, turn over. That's the kasha. Maybe Bikurim also is dafka b'loshin hakodesh. So the Marian says, "Donin amira gredosa mi amira gredosa." It's more mistab with learn out the pasuk of Bikurim of Yomar l'fnei Hashem l'kecha from the parsha of Stoita that also says v'yomar v'yein donin amira gredosa mi aniya v'yamira. Mashen came by the parsha of Leviim. There it says loshin of aniya v'yamira. So there we say v'dafka means loshin hakodesh, but not by Avidu Maisa, and not by Saita. Tani will learn like this. Hashem ben Yechoi Yoimer. Oda Moimer Shvachoi Bekel Namach. Person says a Shvach in a slow, low voice. Ugenusa Bekel Ram. And give a Genai, people say in a loud Lashon. That's what people do. Shvachoi Bekel Namach. How do we know when you say Shvach, pray to say in a low Lashon, min vidui ha-maisa? That's by vidui ha-maisa, that you're saying over Shvach about yourself, you're saying that lo yavati mitzvah secho, lo shechochti. You're saying you didn't do any averus here by maisa, you did all the mitzvahs, that's a Shvach. And still we're supposed to say the Lashon, nomach, a low Lashon. Rashi says, mid loik siv be aniyah. Since it does not say the Lashon of aniyah, aniyah, aniyah means shouting it out loud. So it doesn't say that by the parasha of Vidu Maisa, Mash, when you're saying that you did all the mitzvahs, you say it low. But Gunusoi, that you say the Gunus, that's Bekol Ram, we say in a loud voice. How do we know in Mikra Bikurim? From the parasha of Bikurim. Trashi Gunusim is going Aram Yevid Ovid, that's what we say the bed about Klai Yisrael. Hainu Gunusoi, Shematudim Ashavim, Lovon Harami, Hoya Russia, that our great fathers, Lovon, was a Russia. And that we say out loud. For the Gemara, Gnusa Bekorom, is it true that we say the Gnus Bekorom? How come we were Masakian to say Tfilo Shmonesrei? We say it low. Kadesh Dolavayish es Ovre Yavera. Not to be Mavayish to people that are Mizvada by Tfilo, and they speak out the Averis that they did. So that's one of the reasons why we say Tfilo low. So you see what when we say Gnus, we say it low, we don't say that loud. So how come Plunk by Bikurim is in you there to say that loud? There it says, Venisa Vyamarta, Mashmi should say that loud. Ah, you see here when we say Gnus, something bad, we're supposed to say it low. Share Lecholak HaKosav Mokom, Bein Chatas Liela. And another reason for this is, a proof of this is, the Torah didn't make any difference when in place where you bring a Korban Chatas or a Korban Eila. You know why? So that people should not be mavuyish. Like this, there'll be a special place where you shech the korban chatis. Whoever will see you bring a korban chatis will say, look at this person, did an avera. You'll be mavuyish the person. So therefore, the mokum where we make the shechita by kodesh kadoshim, by tzvoyne, tzofen side, we do it there even for a korban oiler also. So therefore, if somebody sees you bringing a korban there, on tzofen side, they won't know for sure it's a korban chatis. Maybe it's only a korban oiler. So you see, we don't say gnus barabim, not to mavayish the person. It's worse like this. Loi teim a gnusoi, helei matzaroi. We don't say tag a gnus, something bad about you, you don't say that loud. But just a tzaroi, something bad, that we do say it loud. Rashi says, Sarah means Sarah Shavru Olav. The bad hardships that we have, that we could say that loud. Ta'inu Sarah Shavru Yisroel. Sarah's Lovin Arami and Sarah's Mitzrayim. All the Sarahs that we have by Lovin Arami and the Sarahs we have by Mitzrayim. Kedatanya will like learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'tomei Tomei Yikra. Says that by the Mitzrayim, she call him a Tomei. What does that mean? That Sarah Lehoidia Tzara L'Rabim. When you have pains, things are going bad, there's an Indian to be Madiya the Rabbin, tell other people about it. Why? The Rabbin Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. That there's an Eitzah, the other people will help you out. They'll come to daven for you. Tfilas HaRabim, Stam, other people will daven for you. So there's an Indian to be Madiya Tzara L'Rabim, that the Rabbin will be Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. V'chomi Shiro Baidover. Sarach L'Diya L'Rabim, Rabbin Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. And anything that happens to you, that you need Rachmei Hashem, that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah is, you're supposed to go tell people that people should go and be mispalo for you. So Kitzah, that's the Teretz. That a real Gnus, when you're saying you did a Chet, you're not supposed to say that loud. That you say low, that's why we have Shemoneh Esrei, Balachas, low, that people don't hear the way you did Chatoim. But Tzar, that's an Indian to speak it out for Rabbin, that we should daven to Hashem to take away the Tzar. Kufa. Omer Rav Yechon Mishim Mishim Ben Yechoi. Not to be make embarrassment to people that did Averis and have to say Vidui, speak it out in Shemoneh Esrei. And a Rai for this is, the Torah didn't make a special place where to make the Shechita of the Korban Chatis to a Korban Eila. In order not to be Mevayish, the person that has to bring the Chatis, everybody should know he's bringing the Chatis now. Rather, we'll have the same place, so maybe the people will know it's a Chatis, they'll think maybe it's a Korban Eila. For the Gemara of a lawyer, is that true? They don't have separate places. Ve'ikah damim does not mean as weak as dam. Dam chatas lamala from the chutas nikra, the top part of the mizbeich, for dam oil lamata. Gemara says, hosam kainu diyada. There the pshat is only the kain doing the zrika, the bailam is not there anymore. Bishleima by the shchita, the bailam is there. So we don't want the bailam to be nikar, he's bringing a carbon chatas. But later, bishat is zrika, the kain is doing it, that's not so bad. For the Gemara, I have Ika Chatas Nekeva and Oila Zohar. There's the Chatas of a Nekeva, and Oila only comes from a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So somebody brings a Chatas Nekeva, everybody will know it's a Chatas, they'll know it's not an Oila. And the Gemara, Hosu Mechsaya Balya, you can't tell. The difference is because the tail hangs down and covers up, you can't tell it's a Nekeva. Teinach Kivsa, that's good by Keves, by sheep. Sirub, or by goats, Maikilamema, there's no tail. There you can tell clearly what's a Nekeva. So if they're bringing a cave, it's a rai, it's not a korban oil, it's only a korban chatis, the guy will be embarrassed. Hosim iu to call michse nafshei. He could cover it up himself, the people can't tell it's in the cave. Hosim iu who the michse nafshei, he's embarrassing himself. The boy lily asuya kivsa. He should have brought a kivsa better. If he would have brought a kefas, a sheep, people will know, there it has a tail, you can't tell it's in the cave. So the fact you want to bring a goat, you be mavish yourself, that's not so bad. Like, there's a way out, you shouldn't have done it. The Kamaisi Sira. Yeah. For the Gemara Chatis, the Avaros Chachovim, the Leisagi, the Leisira, Michael Amema, there you have to bring a Sira. And in the Keva, so everybody would know it's a Chatis. Hosom Nichsev, therefore care, then we want you to be embarrassed. For Nezuki, Hechad in a Chapalei, when you did a Chet of Avodah Zorah, that's such a terrible Chet, that therefore care. There we want people to know about it, but after that you should be embarrassed, that there the embarrassment will be a Kapara for you. So therefore care, we want you to be embarrassed. Avodah Chatoyim, the Yisoyde is not to be embarrassed, don't be Madirit, Lerabi. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflamet Beis and Mebeis. We're in the middle, now we're up to Kriyashma. The Kriyashma is also an Indian that you could say it, B'chol Loshin, any Loshin you want, you could say Kriyashma. Samora says, Minolan, how do we know this, that Kriya Shema's Nemro B'chol Loshen? Samora says, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael. So Shema means like to listen, B'chol Loshen Shata Shemaya. Any language that you could listen in, you yaitz the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's why Kriya Shema could be yaitz in any language. However, they say that Avadi, if you could say it B'loshen HaKodesh, you should always say Kriya Shema B'loshen HaKodesh, because it's the special Indian to be medadik in every single ois. To read it the right way, there's Ramach Tevois, and the only way you could do it is to say in Lashon HaKodesh, because to translate it word for word is very hard in English. So even though you yoytze, but Avad Lechatchil, you're supposed to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanan learns in a braisa like this. Kriya Shema Kichsova Diber Rebbe. Rebbe holds no, you have to only say Kriya Shema the way it's written. Heis Beloshin HaKadosh. That's all. You can't say it any other way. So Rashi says, Beloshin HaKadosh it means. Vechomu Marim Nechomu say no, Bechol Loshin, any language you want, you can be into the mitzvah. My time with the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Or Makro, the Pasuk says, Vohoyu, Bevyosin Yeyu. That it should be the way it's written. In other words, it should stay that way. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh. It should stay that way. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say no. Omar Kror Shema B'choloshin Shatva Shemei, like we just said. The Rabbanan say no. Them adai from the word Shema, mashman any language. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, Nami Yoksi V'hoyu. I have Rabbanan also, it says the word V'hoyu. So it should be mashma Heviyosin Yiyu, it should remain in Lashon HaKodesh. So Marin says, Ahu, Shela Yikrena L'mafreya. That Vahoyu means you should read it the right way, postik after postik, and not backwards, or not skip around. You can't be yotze if you read it lamafreya backwards. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, shleik renu lamafreya minole. How does Rebbe know this? You can't read it lamafreya. So Mora says nafkalei midvorim hadvorim. It says dvorim and it says hadvorim. Mashma these words. The way it's written, that's the way you're supposed to say it straight and not skip around, not backwards. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Devorim ha Devorim le mashmalu. They don't hold this for mashmoyas, they don't dash it. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, Nami, Hoksiv Shema, I according to Rebbe also says the word Shema. So Gemara says, Humi boyelei li hashmiya li yoznecho ma'ashata moitz mepicha. Rebbe holds the word Shema just means you have to hear what you're saying. If you say it so low that you yourself can hear it, then that's you're not yoitz according to Rebbe. Rebbe Yod, you have to hear what you're saying. For Rabbanan Savri Lo, what do Rabbanan do with this? Like, why don't they use the words? For Ho you had Shema, to teach me this, you have to hear. So Tera says, Rabbanan holds, command the Yom HaKerish Shema. For Lo Hishmi Eli Yozna Yotza. For Rabbanan holds that Yishita, that B'dievod, if you say Krishma and you don't hear what you're saying it so low that you can't even hear yourself, B'dievod, we hold the Yotza. Even though Lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. The chetchila, any dibur that you say, even Shemon Esrei, you're supposed to say it at least that you yourself can hear yourself. If you say it that you yourself can't hear it, the chetchila, it's no good. However, we hold that Rabbanan Shita holds b'dievod. If you said it that way, you are yaitza. Rabbanan Savrilo command the Yom Akira Shemav Lishmil Yoznoi Yotza. Tzmar says, now, Lei Mekasov Rebbe, let's say Rebbe holds.